98.1 KZE. On the line with me today, Anne Saunders. She is the artistic director of Falcon Ridge Folk Festival in Goshen, Connecticut, coming up this year, July 25th through 27th. Anne, how are you?
I'm doing much better, as I guess most of us are today on this much cooler than the last 2 days' day.
Oh my God, tell me about it. So 25th through 27th of July, how many years of the Falcon Ridge Folk Festival is this? Do you know offhand?
Yes, of course. This is unbelievably, to us, our 37th year.
Wow.
Of doing this festival, which this is its fourth location. For many years, we were in New York State, and just a couple years before that, in Massachusetts, at a ski area in Massachusetts. But many years there, and now our new home in Connecticut, at the Goshen Fairgrounds, which is, you know, a very different. It's not the Berkshires, but you know, it is the Litchfield Hills of Connecticut, and it's also a lovely setting, just different than the Berkshires.
It really is. I actually grew up in Litchfield, so right around there, and would go to the Goshen Fair every year, and it's a beautiful fairground, and I think it's kind of an advantage for a music festival to have, you know, so much wide open space and everything be very flat, really easy to walk around.
You hit the nail right on the head. Easy to walk around. Everything's maintained all year round. Roads that have drainage, electricity, actual buildings and facilities. So yes, that has made things a lot easier. You know, it was kind of a pandemic-related move in some ways, not completely. You know, a lot of people had to do things differently coming back from the pandemic, and some of the things that they had to do differently, they decided were, as we did, were a good thing to keep.
Yeah, absolutely. And of course, the core of the festival remains the same, and that's the music. And I know that Falcon Ridge has this reputation for being a festival that musicians just absolutely love, that they come back to play with you guys again and again. And why do you think that is?
I just think it all comes down to community, the community between, you know, performer and everybody else that's there, attendees and staff. Sort of have from the very beginning been one of those things where barrier free, you know, there's just kind of no wall between I am the performer standing up in front of you, I am the staff, I am the audience. It's kind of a huge mix of community where, you know, everyone is connected.
Yeah, that's beautiful. And I imagine you have attendees coming back year after year, too. So you probably get to know some of those as the Falcon Ridge family.
That's true. That's true. Many people have come back for many years, and we even have people that have brought their children and now their grandchildren. Mm. We have a couple of actually four-generation families attending.
Yeah, that's beautiful. I was going to ask if it's a family-friendly event. It sounds like it definitely is.
Yes, we've always had a family stage for many years, started very early, and along with that, an activities for kids area that sometimes is quite busy, quite happily busy with kids doing various activities and arts and crafts and a little Sunday parade that they've done, et cetera. And a family stage that has, you know, music that's directed at families.
Yeah, that's a lot of fun. And I mean, that's so much fun for parents to be able to do this thing they love, go to a music festival, bring their kids, and know that everybody's going to have a great time.
That's true.
Yeah.
And a lot of people bring their kids and camp. We have a lot more people these days, now that we've moved to Connecticut, maybe it's a Connecticut thing. We have a lot more one-day customers that buy a single ticket, come for the day, and they may come back on another day, but it used to be way at the beginning. I mean, if you weren't camping, you kind of weren't attending any other way. And now it's kind of, that's become very mixed also. But we do have a lot of campers. We do have a lot of three-dayers that don't camp, and we do have a lot of people that just come for one full day.
Yeah. So I know there's four stages. I'm looking at the website. You've got the family tent, which was a stage that we just talked about, main stage, of course, and there's also a workshop and a dance stage. Tell me a little bit about workshop and dance that might not be so obvious.
Well, let me tell you a little bit about dance first, because we started that way back in the 90s after in the early 90s after we'd been to some festivals that like the Cajun Festival with lots of Cajun dancing and contra dances and things like that, and it grew to be the size that it had the most production hours. It was an enormous dance stage that we built ourselves and still have sections of it that we're selling because we don't, it's indoors now. And fully, I would say 25 to 30% of our entire audience for many years only came to dance and could care less about anything else. I kid you not. And then some would maybe leave the dance area to do some other things, but contra dancing, swing dancing, square dancing, Cajun dancing, etc. And the workshop stage is, like many other festivals, usually 2 to 3 artists, sometimes even more, especially if we have a tribute, which we will do this year, to Brian Wilson and the Beach Boys.
Oh, wonderful.
It's usually a few artists and some kind of a topic that all of their music is geared toward, and you know we choose artists that have something on those topics, but most of them do, you know, like and things like, you know, the blues or guitar wizards, string wizards, things like that.
Yeah. That's so amazing. I mean, there's so much going on. I imagine this is quite an undertaking to put together. Does this take you most of the year to plan?
It does.
Yeah.
It does. It's kind of like a seasonal business in some ways because even though we do start planning the next year, like as soon as the stage is being taken down from last year, I kid you not, there's a couple of people that are already booked for the next year by
then. I believe it, yeah.
As they walked off the stage. But for those few months, there's more like aftermath and assessing and making sure, you know, and then it gets busier and busier till it gets to now, mm-hmm. you know, and when you do it over and over again, it does become easier.
Yeah, of course. Ann Saunders is our guest. We're talking about Falcon Ridge Folk Festival taking place July 25th through the 27th this year over in Goshen, Connecticut at the fairgrounds. And we haven't even talked about the music, so let's talk about the music. Who are you most excited to see this year, Ann?
Well, believe it or not, one of the things I'm most excited to see is a very young man who's going to be part of our emerging artist showcase. And the reason I'm excited about Joe Gorka is because he's the son of John Gorka,
sure.
who has been a mainstay of the festival literally from year one. We've probably booked him 12 or 13 or 14 times. I've never seen his son, but he applied. He's in his mid-20s, applied for something that we do on Fridays called the Emerging Artist Showcase and got in. And everybody's very interested in seeing what he's like because most people haven't seen him yet.
Sure. That's really cool. And I love that he didn't just like, you know, make a phone call and like, oh, hey, my dad's John Gorka. No, he went through the proper
just
channels.
Like everyone else. And our Emerging Artist Showcase has judges and they select. So he was selected on his own merits.
That's really cool. And then, of course, there's some names that we all know that we're big fans of at KZE, like Narissa and Katrina Neild, Slambovian Circus of Dreams.
Right.
Tony Trischka, Lucy Kaplansky, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, and this year we also managed to, after many years of failing to connect at the being in the right time in the right place, have Loudon Wainwright III.
Yeah.
On Sunday, and also the Klezmatics, celebrating 40 years of fiery, groundbreaking Yiddish tradition music.
Yeah, that's going to be fantastic. I mean, yeah, just an amazing lineup of artists and just incredible amount of talent all in the same place at the same time. And no lack of things to do and see. Anne, is there anything else that you'd like us to know about Falcon Ridge Folk Festival?
Just that there's something really for everybody. You know, we have some people that come and just spend the day walking around the craft vendors and the food vendors and our Thursday farm market. We have people that never leave their campsite because they're having such a wonderful time. So there's really kind of something for everybody, and it's a lovely place to spend the whole day. And if there's artists that you just can't live without seeing, you know, you can get it's very easy to get a very good seat and see their whole set.
Amazing.
On any stage.
Yeah. That's Falcon Ridge Folk Festival, July 25th through the 27th this year, falconridgefolk.com. And thank you so much for taking the time.
Well, thank you so much for having me on the air today. I really appreciate that.